Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Coach MJ here. If you don't know me, I am the head coach here at No BS. I don't like this angle of this camera. And Corinne is getting all things ready for camp. So you get me today, which I'm so excited about. Lisa is... Shoot, Zoom is acting a fool. Coach Lisa will be in the Q&A today if you need anything. There you go, Lisa. And Coach Kara is in the chat. So this is a Q&A. And I will be talking a little bit, answering some questions that you may have, all the things. So before we get started, if you are in the chat, make sure that instead of hosts and panelists, you are speaking to everyone so that when you type in your answer or your question or your comment, everybody can see what you're talking about, because that is very important. Everybody wants to know what you're talking about. If you have any questions, you can post them in the Q&A and Coach Lisa will help you over there. And then I will... answer. She's going to leave me some to answer. So, I need to change my name. Y'all know I'm not Corinne though, right? Like we're all, you know, I'm not Corinne. I am Coach MJ. We will be here for about an hour and let's get started. Let's get started. Okay. All right. Welcome. If you are new here and this is your first call, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited to have you here inside of No BS. This is a Q&A call. We'll answer all the questions that you have on this call. So we answer anything about whatever we're talking about this month, any of the events that we're having, anything about No BS. We have all the answers that you need right here. So, and like I said a minute ago, make sure that you are chatting with everyone, not just host and panelist. Newbies, if you are new and you joined in March with the big group, this week you're focused on module 3. So there are 10 lessons in there. They are all less than 15 minutes long. So if you have 15 minutes, you can get through a module. And then on the website, there is a feature called Ask Coaches. And Ask Coaches is where you can post any question that you have. And within 24 to 48 hours, a coach will answer you. You just go back onto that page, look for recent answers, and look for your title and your coach. Like one of the coaches will have answered you there. So, and who knows, on this call, what is the price of admission to be on this call? Does anybody know? Anybody know? So before you attend a live call, so many people say, I don't have time to write my 24-hour plan. If you're on this call, you've got time to write your 24-hour plan. So you can turn the volume down, write it on a sticky note while we sit here, and then turn the volume back up. You have plenty of time to write your 24-hour plan today. Yes, everybody knows the answers. It's so awesome. So if you are done with No BS, if you finish No BS this month, we are working on the self-love course and loving the process. You can find that on the website as well as in your private member podcast. It's a self-paced program, just like everything else inside of No BS, but we just have a monthly focus every month. And this month happens to be self-love. So check that out if you have not. And if you finished No BS, you always want to make sure you finish No BS. That is the foundation. So if you haven't finished No BS, you'd be like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. No, because you haven't finished No BS. That is so important because we talk about think, feel, do's. We talk about feeling a feeling and all those things. And if you've not taken the No BS course, you'd be like, I don't know what they're talking about. So finish that first. Even if you're still working through No BS, you can attend the Loving the Process calls that we have throughout the month. You can check all of that out on the calendar inside of the membership. We've been working through worksheets this month, like the weekly weigh-in and assessment sheet, discovery worksheets, and journaling with a self-love lens. Everything has been built around self-love this month. This is optional, though. These extra calls are optional. If you are a deep dive diva, though, you're like, give me all the things, then these calls are for you. There will be no call this weekend because of camp. So we are using all of our Zoom rooms for virtual camp this weekend. So there will not be a call this weekend, but you can listen to the self-love replays this this weekend. If you typically do put the Sunday call on your calendar, you can just go, I listened to self-love this morning while I was getting ready. I did. I've already heard it. I wanted to hear it again. You know, you only retain about 20% of what you hear the first time. So you just keep on listening. And I heard some nuggets this morning. It was very good. This weekend is camp. Like I said, if you do want to join, if you're seeing these posts and you're like, oh my gosh, I just wish I would have signed up. There's still time. You can register until the morning of camp. So if either Kara or Lisa could post that link inside the chat, that would be so awesome. And so you can attend virtually. You will not get your swag before camp starts, but who cares? Everything you need is on that website. The workbook, everything is there. And I'm going to tell you something. There is a worksheet inside of camp. I think it's the best worksheet Corinne has ever created. It's called the Shoulds Worksheet. It is worth going to camp. I can't even begin to tell you the power of this worksheet. So if you would like to join us, there is still time. It's going to be off the chain. So, but if you're not going to go to camp, don't be sad. You'll be able to get ahead on Coach Jane has created a brand new course called Trusting Your Body. It drops on Friday. It will be in your podcast as well as on the self-paced courses on the website, Trusting Your Body. It is so good. I've listened to the videos. That is a perk of working for No BS. We get a little sneak peek. It is amazing. So your next live call will be next Wednesday. So you got plenty to do though. We have not left you with nothing to do. If you're not going to camp, you can either listen for the first time to self-love or re-listen to it like I did this morning. And on Friday for the weekend, you can do the Trusting Your Body with Coach Jane. It is amazing. So this week, 15 members joined the Queen's Club. If you don't know what the Queen's Club is, that is anyone who has lost 25 pounds. You do not have to have lost it with No BS. You could be coming from another diet program, lose your weight there. When you join No BS, you can join the Queen's Club if you've lost 25 pounds. If you lose part of it in another program and the rest of it here, you can join the Queen's Club. If you lose all of it here, you can join the Queen's Club. You can go under, it's on the main homepage under my extras. You can go in there and join the Queen's Club. And the quote of the week this week is from Amanda Cunningham. I have lost 25 pounds, but also a ton of emotional baggage. I'm losing weight without starving myself or forcing myself to eat foods I hate. Don't you love that? I feel like I have found thousands of new best friends that are here to cheer me on. No BS is an amazing community of resources. Community of women that respect and support each other. I feel that I have all the skills and resources I need to be successful. I love that so much. Love it, love it, love it. So before we get started with the questions, I'm going to do a few quick tips on how to do the No BS lifestyle like a boss. Because you hear us talk about doing it like a boss. And so I'm going to give you a few tricks and tips right now before we get to the questions. Alicia M. posted this. We are borrowing her idea. Thank you, Alicia M. If you know her, make sure you tag her and let her know that we are using y'all's stuff and using her stuff inside of the Q&A today. She's been a No BS woman for 2 years, and she said No BS for her is one, learn. So we've already talked about so many ways you can learn. You have the No BS weight loss course, which is first and foremost. You also have got all of the self-study courses that we do every month inside of No BS. And they're more on the self-study page. If you want to, you know, if something appeals to you, there's plenty for you to learn there. Corinne's Q&A calls, No BS orientation is awesome. I'm going to tell y'all, if you've been a No BS woman for 1,000 years, go listen to orientation. If I'm ever feeling down or kind of forgetting my whys of why it is important to me and how amazing this membership is, just go listen to orientation. Do yourself a favor. It is amazing. Then after you learn the things, you're going to implement them. That is number two. Planner, worksheets, coaching calls, ask coaches. There are plenty of ways for you to implement what you learn inside of No BS, on all of these calls, inside the self-paced resources, and then community and connection. So you've got Facebook. We can set you up with an accountability group, or you can create your own accountability group. We have meetups. There's a meetup calendar on the website where you can connect with other No BS women. Camps, these live calls. So a lot of our members are not on Facebook, y'all. If you've got a question about what you're working on, I want you to come to some live calls and post in the chat. That is how you can crowdsource if you're not on Facebook. If you are or you aren't on Facebook, you can always go to Ask Coaches. We have tons of ideas. You got a team of women, No BS coaches, who can help you a ton. A ton. We have lost weight. We know how to do it. We've lost it with Corinne. We know all the tips and tricks. So use us up. And then you rinse and repeat. Because every month we got new courses, or like I did this morning, I heard things this morning that I didn't hear the first time I listened to self-love. And so it's like, you just rinse and repeat. You go back. You learn from the courses, from the calls, all that stuff. Then you implement. What one thing can I do from this? Like, I listened to this module. What one thing can I do in my life today? Such a great question. And then you rinse and repeat. I was just thinking about this this morning when I was getting ready. Like, we do this in every other area of our life. Every other area. But then when it comes to weight loss, we think we don't want to do it. So like, I was really thinking about whenever I was taking my driver's test. I don't know why it came to my mind. But you know, I say I read the book, but I skimmed through the book. And then I had been watching people, learning from people as I had was growing up, learning how to drive. So I had all the knowledge, but I needed to implement it to get better. I needed to practice it. I needed to pick something to work on, you know, parallel parking, right? Like, you don't know how to parallel park. You decide it's a skill that you want. You watch the videos. You think about it, you know, but you're never going to get good at it until you practice it. And then you rinse and repeat. You figure out the next thing you want to work on. You know, turning left. That always scared me to death whenever I first started driving. But it takes practice. You learn. You watch how other people do it. You implement it. And then you just do the whole process over and over again. So it's just like everything else we do in our life. But it's just so funny to me that like weight loss, we think is some different animal. It's not. It's like we do everything else. So anyway, that was just what I was thinking about this morning while I was listening to self-love, getting ready, packing for Nashville, and thinking about taking a driving test. So it's, she also said, like, try doing three things most days of the week. So even if you don't do it every, you know, every single day, do it most days of the week. Listen to 10 minutes of a coaching call or a course. Like, I had it in my ear today when I was getting ready. My husband heard all about self-love too while he was getting ready for work. Plan and assess daily, right? It does not take that long. And I'm going to tell y'all, if you don't have time or you don't want to do the questions at the bottom, at least plan your food. Plan your food. Sharing a win on Facebook or with your accountability group. Or if you don't have either of those, come on here and toot your own horn. We love to see wins inside of these live calls. We even have people that post wins and ask coaches. Like, hey, I ain't got a question. I just want to let you know what a badass I am. I love it. Love it. All right. Rinse and repeat might mean that you had 100 pounds to lose and you're halfway to goal. It's time to rinse and repeat. Go back through, no BS. Join a new subgroup. Check out the subgroups on the website and see, like, if there's any, we add them sometimes. We have some new ones that we've recently added. If you haven't checked that out, go check that out. Join some of those Facebook subgroups. Sign up for camp or Don't Stop Believing. Get a new planner when it's time. Try out some new worksheets on the helpful worksheets pages. There's all kinds of ways that you can kind of level up what you've been doing. And then if you've been losing like a boss and you've hit a stall or a plateau, look at those self-paced courses. Try Urges 2.0. Really track your data. Apply to get coached or post your stuff and ask coaches. Like I said, we're always here for you. If you're in maintenance, join the 20 to Lifetime Facebook group. Rewatch the maintenance calls under the video replays tab. Maybe join a new accountability group for maintenance. Go in that 20 to Life group and be like, hey, who wants to be in an accountability group with me? And go to ask coaches as you notice things are a little bit different for you. There is no reason to get stagnant. None. There is always something to do here inside of No BS. If you don't know what to do next, ask us. We have all the ideas. We'll tell you everything you need. So, all right. Let's see how many questions we have so far. All right. Anonymous. March newbie here. Welcome. Welcome. I'm struggling with doable hunger. It eludes me for a few reasons. The 24-hour plan seems like something I need to check off, so I end up not getting to true hunger. My habit brain is winning out over my conscious brain. I'm practicing a few things to see what might work, but would appreciate your perspective. That's exactly how you do it. You try out a few things and see if it works. That's exactly where you should be. So listen, you're new and have done every diet just like all of us have. And we are so used to having that damn food plan and you got to eat what's on your plan, right? That's not how it works in No BS. So your doable food plan, if you have it on your plan, you don't have to eat it. It's a little bit different here inside of No BS. So it's just reminding yourself, I don't have to eat everything on this plan. This ain't Weight Watchers. This ain't keto. This is No BS. It's a little bit different here. I'm going to do it a little bit differently. So, of course, you've spent so many years checking boxes, eating that food plan, that it does feel a little bit different when you start actually listening to your body. Am I hungry and waiting? Right? And so it just takes practice. I'm practicing a few things to see what might work for me. That's exactly what you do. If they work, then you put them on rinse and repeat. If they don't work, then you're like, oh, well, that's one thing that didn't work. I know I take that off my list of things to try. That's all it takes. It takes no judgment. In the self-love course, the thing I was listening to this morning was all about putting on that lab coat, taking off the judge's robe. And instead of something doesn't work, instead of thinking, this is too hard, I can't figure this out, nothing's going to work for me. You can instead think, oh, that's one thing that didn't work. I guess it's time to move on to the next thing. So that is a really good way for you just to kind of start putting on that lab coat. We're so used to that dang judge's robe. Let's hang it up, y'all. Hang it up. It just takes practice. And if something doesn't work at first, it doesn't mean you're broken. It just means that didn't work. Just go back to parallel parking, right? Like you think that, you know, you move your car up this far. Whatever, you know, I suck at parallel parking, but you try to back in, it doesn't work. You cut your wheels too late. You do whatever. Doesn't mean you're never going to figure it out. It means you just need to try a different strategy to figure it out. It is okay for it to not work at first and to not be able to figure it out. But I love that you're trying things. That's exactly how this works. So good. Sheila, I am struggling with overeating and drinking on the weekend. I now plan my drinks and stick to my plan more often. That's so awesome. Can you talk more about planning snacks better? I tend to binge them when I drink. And also, how do you slowly reduce the number you drinks you have in a day or a week? First of all, it's really getting to, why do I want to drink? Why do I want to drink this many drinks? Right? Like, that is really what it comes down to. I think, you know, I've coached drinking for a really long time. And I have worked on my relationship with alcohol. But one thing I know for me, when you drink, when I drink, my reasoning brain, the part that's got my back, she's like quiet. She doesn't talk a lot during those times. And so what I do is I really do make sure before I start drinking, I have set myself up for success. And y'all, this also goes for our pot smokers. If you smoke pot, have edibles, or drink alcohol, this works for everybody. So I just want you to think about, how can I set myself up for success? So for me, if I do want a snack, I just leave that out on the counter where I can see it. Everything else is put away. Everything else is put away. If I am, even if I'm at a party, I help my people clean up and put the stuff away so that it's not in my face as much. Those are some strategies that I use myself whenever I know that I'm not wanting to eat. But the other thing is too, you need to really question, why am I, like for me, I can have 3 drinks over the course of an evening and still be able to reason with myself, like make, like, you know, some good choices. So you know what your kind of tolerance is. Like, if I drink 2 drinks after that, I'm not like, I don't make some amazing choices. The question is, why do you want the third one? Really dig into why that third drink is so important. If you know it goes along with not being able to make the best decisions for yourself, really start to write about that. Think about that. Why is that other drink so important to me? Because here's what that other drink is costing me. Right? Like, these are the things that happen whenever I have that third drink. And so why would I choose to have it? So it's really good to figuring out why you want that drink. And the other thing really comes down to, if you want to, I played the movie forward. What relationship did I want at the end of the day? And then I looked at where I was. And then I also just decided, like, what is one small choice that I can make to get me closer to that version of me that I am wanting to be when it comes to alcohol? So that is a really good way. Just question everything. Why do I want that drink when I know that it's going to lead to overeating most typically? You know, look at that kind of stuff. What kind of relationship do you want at the end of the day? Play the movie forward and then figure out what small level up steps you can take to get you there. Linda said, could you repeat the info about the why worksheet? I do not remember about the why worksheet. Could Kara or Lisa post in the chat the Finding Your Whys worksheet? There, I think it's on the website. And then Kara also posted in the chat the link for the Mindful Drinking for Weight Loss course, which is awesome. Jackie, I need more info on habit tracking. I do love the habit tracker. Not sure what it is and how to implement it. So it is just another data point for you, Jackie. That's exactly all it is. It's, you know, just another way that you can look at your habits. And here's how it helps you. So in the very front of your planner, you have your habit tracker. And it asks you to track your water, your sleep. Did you make your plan? Did you assess? Did you wait for hunger? Did you stop it enough? Those sorts of things. Did you exercise journal? I think is another one on there. And then there's 2 blank spots. So what happens is, on the 30th, you've told yourself, I'm going to lose 4 pounds this month. It's going to be so awesome. And you get to the end of the month and you lose 2 pounds. And you're like, okay, why didn't I lose weight? You have no way of knowing how you did. You're not going to remember what happened on March 1st. on March 31st, you're not going to remember every single overeat that you had. So you don't have the data to make some level ups or to figure out what you're going to work on. So when you do the habit tracker, you just do it when you plan and assess. That's it. You just do it when you plan and assess every day. You go back and you just check. Did I eat when I was hungry? Did I have an overeat? Did I make my plan? Did I assess my plan? Did I get my water? How was my sleep? And then at the end of the month, if your weight loss doesn't look like you think it should, you go back to that habit tracker and you're like, oh my gosh, like I overate 50% of the time. I overate. I did not stop it enough 50% of this month. So maybe your goal for next month would be 60%. So that's a good, you don't want to be like, and now I never want to overeat again. So you know in a month, you can overeat 50% of the time and still lose 2 pounds. So maybe you'll want to, you know, see what happens when you just work on that overeating piece, you know, level it up by 10% or 5% or whatever it is. Maybe you notice that you didn't get your water and you look back and you're like, every Saturday, I didn't get my water in. I wonder what I can do this month, this next month. How can I set myself up for success to get my water in on Saturdays? So that's what the habit tracker will give you, an information, another piece of your lab coat data, so that you don't put on your science, your judge's robe at the end of the month when you're disappointed that you didn't lose the weight. A great question to ask is, does my data reflect what I see on the scale? And a lot of times it does. Like, we are not surprised when we see, go back and look at our habit tracker and we're like, crap, no wonder. I mean, I'm excited now. I didn't even wait. I didn't, you know, I overate 50% of the time and I still lost 2 pounds. It's pretty freaking awesome. Now, how can I level it up? So that's a really good way to use your habit tracker. I love it. I love the habit tracker. It takes a lot of the drama out of weigh-in. It's a gift you can give yourself for sure. All right. LJSAF. I have been in no BS since August 2021. I lost 20 pounds pretty quickly, but not lately. I make my plan almost every day, but then I always seem to change it up during the day. Okay. It's not doable. What are you switching it up for? Start planning that. Because you want to lose the weight the way that you're going to live it. So your first step is to plan what you're eating. If you are eating certain things and you notice that, you know, every day at 4 o'clock, you're having a snack, or every day you want to swap out your lunch, put some choices on there, put that snack on there, make it doable for you. Get to following your plan and then you can level it up from there. Maybe you could level up your foods. I read something the other week, or I heard something, you know, I hear so many things. I don't even know. You cannot improve a habit you don't have. So if you want your habit to be to follow your 24-hour plan, first you have to make it doable for where you are right this minute. When you get really good at that, that's when you can improve the habit. That's when you can start to level up. So I want to encourage you to look back at all those things that you've been swapping out. If you notice you've been swapping out for certain things, put those things on your plan. And then you can examine, do I want to keep it? Is this helping my weight loss? If it's not, then you can go and look at all of the urges work that we have inside of No BS. So when you have an urge to eat something different on your plan, you can do some of that urge work and you can work on that piece of it. But the first thing is to get you following your plan, put on there what you're already eating. Kamir, I will plan and assess, make some progress and work hard to lose 2 pounds. And then we'll gain back all my losses in one day. How do I move past this frustration? So this is a really good question. So I will plan and assess and make some progress and work hard to lose 2 pounds. So what does work hard even mean? Are you restricting? What is the talk you have about losing that 2 pounds? Like, I better not eat that if I want to lose this weight. I better wait longer to eat if I want to see any result on the scale this week. Like, what is the conversation going on? Why is it hard? Why is it hard for you? What is creating that feeling of hard? And how can you make the 2 pounds easy so that when you lose the 2 pounds, you've created habits and you've created processes that you love so you can love the process to keep going? What happens when you lose that 2 pounds? You're like, woohoo, 2 pounds. Now I'm going to go eat some ice cream. Like, what is happening? Have you restricted to get the 2 pounds off? And then you feel like you get a reward from that. Like, what is going on there that is creating the feeling of hard? This month is all about loving the process. And if you're describing the process as hard, there's no love in there. So how can you create this life of weight loss that you love? What habits feel good to you? What habits feel amazing? And what habits feel like you can do them for the rest of your life? So first, figure out how you can make 2 pounds easy. And when it's easy, you'll just want to keep doing it. Rinse and repeat, like we talked about in the beginning. If you are creating an extremely hard, difficult, restrictive process, ain't nobody want to put that shit on repeat. Nobody. You will burn out and get tired. So it's all about loving the process so that you do want to put it on rinse and repeat so that you can keep going with the scale. All right. Let me see. I am trying to understand my thoughts around overeating. When I overeat, I'm not sure what I'm thinking about it. What question can I ask myself to figure out why overeating is important to me when it's holding me back from losing the weight? There you go, right there. Why is overeating important to me when it's holding me back from losing my weight? Write that down on a piece of paper, set a timer for 5 minutes, and go to town. An old timey brain dump, just everything that comes to your mind. Yeah. It's a habit. So sometimes those thoughts are a little bit harder, not harder, a little bit like there, it's just like gets on repeat. It's like you just eat, your brain shuts off. So you want to go ahead and do some paper thinking ahead of time. That is an amazing question right there. That is the question you want to ask yourself. And my favorite question whenever I notice I'm overeating is, what am I really hungry for right now? Is it a break? Is it like an activity, right? Is it relaxation? Is it stress relief? Like, what am I really hungry for right now? It could just be a phone call to a friend. That's a really good question in the moment to ask yourself, but you created your own best journal prompt. Right there. Courtney, I always thought that my overeating was mostly from stress and having bad days. Tracking my behavior, my biggest binges are in response to happy good things. For example, I bought myself a new bras yesterday. Girl, I need one too. So excited to do something nice for myself. Afterwards, I scarfed fries and a milkshake. Is this normal? You get to decide if it's normal, number one. And number two, overeating is never from stress and having bad days, nor is it from having good days. It's about what you're telling yourself. So when you go and buy that bra, you're like, I have been so good. Like, this is really self-love. I am really taking such good care of myself. I've been so good today. You know what would make this day even better? Some fries. That is what, it's the thoughts. It's the story you have around it. Maybe you've always been a person who went to the mall and bought some new bras and just, you know, a nightcap of some fries. Like, this is just what we do. Maybe that's your thought. This is just what I do every time I go shopping. And you're not even questioning it. So you really want to ask yourself, what am I thinking in this moment? Could the reward of buying bras be enough for me today? Could this good day be enough for me today? Could I do these things without eating today? That's such a great question. It's like, can I just buy these bras and wait for hunger? Can I just do this nice thing for myself and eat what was on my plan? So just look at what you're thinking in those moments and see if you can figure out what thought you need to level up, what thought you're telling yourself, because that's where the magic is, y'all. Good days don't create eating. It's the thoughts we have about it, always. Kamir has followed up at 2 pounds takes a long time. I feel great, but one day it just shows back up. We're in this for the long haul. My weight can be up 2 to 3 pounds in a day. I'll come back from Nashville. I will not overeat in Nashville. I'm going to be traveling. I'll probably gain 8 pounds. Now, is that a reflection on me or my habits? Nope. I'll give it about 5 days. It'll be back to normal. That's just how my body does. If I eat Chinese food one night, if I don't even overeat it, I'm up 3 pounds the next day. I just give myself the gift of time. I track my weight over a week or a month. Not just one day. What you need to do is look back and say, does this number reflect my habit? My data this week. And if it does, then you can figure out what to level up. If not, give it some time. Let your body adjust. Let your body adjust. Deb, why does journaling matter? Haven't started doing it because I've been using the worksheets more. First of all, Deb, the worksheets is journaling. It is like guided journaling. So you have been journaling all along because Corinne has set up all of the worksheets so that it's asking you questions to get at what you're thinking. Now, if you've got something going on in your life, you may want to sit down and just write out what's in your brain. Those thoughts are there anyway. You can do that. But the worksheets are absolutely a way of like guided journaling. So there are journal prompts in the back of your No BS planner that if you want to start more like free writing and just like dig into some, there's self-love prompts, there's drinking prompts, there's like weight prompts, goal weight prompts. You can go back there and look at different things that you're wanting to work on to start working in that area. But if you're finding value in those worksheets, it is journaling. So congratulations, you're a journaler. That is really all it is. It's just asking you questions, writing down some thoughts that you have. You know, most of our worksheets, then it'll say, what could I think instead? What could I do next time? It's guiding you through. So that's a perfect way to journal. But it really does matter. It just gives you the opportunity to see what stories you're telling yourself in your brain. They're there anyway. You may as well see them so that you can do something about it because they're there. Virginia, when we establish new habits, is there a certain amount of time we should wait with nailing it before we look to make our next level up? No. Every habit is a little bit different. So if it's something that you've been doing for a really, really, really long time, it may take you a little bit longer to, you know, switch up that habit and create the new habit that you want to create. Sometimes it does not take as long. So when a habit that you're trying to work on feels like it's getting easier, or you're like, I wonder if I could just, wonder how hard it would be to just. When you start to hear those things, that's when it's time to level up that habit. Like Corinne talked about her ice cream story again, and it was like she got to the end of the night. She's like, wonder if I can just eat this out of a bowl. I could try that. And so it's like just getting really curious, but you do want to watch, like, I better start eating this shit out of a bowl or I ain't never going to lose this weight. Nope. Not self-love. Self-love is, can I just try this in a bowl today? when you start to hear those kind of questions, that's when it's time to level up. Laura, I spent the last year avoiding stopping at satisfied. I realized that I was telling myself I wanted to keep going. I want not to think I want it. I want not to think I want it. In that moment, it's like weight loss isn't important to me. I only have 20 pounds to lose. In the morning, I really want to weigh 20 pounds less. But when I'm faced with seconds for that moment, I'm fine with my body the way it is. How can I get unstuck? Listen, we talked about this on the first question. You need to write down a list of stuff you're willing to try in that moment. First of all, post it in the chat, Kara. I'm going rogue on you with links. Planning for an urge worksheet. That's where you start. Planning for an urge worksheet. What will that do? You get to your meal, the end of your meal, and you have a thought. I just want a little bit more. A little bit more won't hurt. I've had a long day. Whatever it is, that is an urge. You feel an urge to get up and go do something else. Get more. So you don't want to worry about that in the moment. That takes pre-planning. Deciding with this brain in the morning that wants to lose 20 pounds less, she's the one that needs to be in the driver's seat. She is the one who gets to decide what you tell yourself when you want to go back for seconds. The version of you that wants to go back for seconds, she didn't give two shits about that 20 pounds. She don't even care. She didn't even care about that 20 pounds. You do right now. So do that planning for urges worksheet, because that's all it is an urge. Now, I will tell you, there are some strategies you can use as well. Before you even sit down to eat your dinner, put the shit away. Pack it up, put in the refrigerator. It's done. Put a discovery worksheet beside the food so that beside your plate. You can put it beside the food so that whenever you go back and see it, be like, do I have the time to fill this out? And if you're not filling it out, you are not doing yourself any favors. You need to be filling out that discovery worksheet every single time, every time, without fail. That's a great habit to have, especially if you notice you're eating at the same time, you know, eating the same way, like I'm doing really well until I overeat at dinner. Fill it out every time. Every time. And I don't give a two hoots. I don't give two hoots if you write the same thing every time. Sometimes it takes a while for your brain to get on board. I tell this story all the time. I hurt my shoulder, I had a rotator cuff surgery, blah, 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 all the things. I was eating every single day because my shoulder hurt. I bet you I got 30 to 50 discovery worksheets that said, why did I overeat? Because my shoulder hurt. What do I want to tell myself next time? My shoulder's still going to hurt. I did that for months, every time I would overeat. And one day, I came home from work because y'all know I was a physical therapist. My shoulder was hurting because I was in a nursing home. I was lifting heavy people. So my shoulder was hurting a lot. And I came in my house after literally, I know it was at least 40 discovery worksheets. I walked in my house. I went to my snack drawer. I pulled out the snack drawer to grab my snack. And all of a sudden my brain said, and your shoulder's still going to fucking hurt. 40 times. Do you think it was worth it? Yes, 100% it was. 100% it was. Because we get asked coaches all the time. I just write the same thing over and over again. But when is going to be the time that your brain is finally like, she ain't letting us off the hook with this. She is not letting us off the hook with this. We better just start sending up this brand new thought to her. Or we're going to have to fill out that damn discovery worksheet again. Number 41, right? Like, it did not help. And I had to tell myself that over and over and over and over again until finally I don't eat now when something hurts. I still have urges sometimes when something hurts, but you know, that's how it works sometimes. Mickey, when I journal sometimes I don't get past because I want it. I'll sit there and try to think for quite a while and not come up with anything. How can I go deeper into the overeating is a habit thinking? Ask why leaves me blank. Yeah. I don't know what question you're, so you're trying to answer the question, why are you overeating? I feel like. And so, because I want it. You know what you need? A list of 50 things you want also. Yeah. What else do you want? Read that list every day. Remind yourself, what do you really want? You know what? For me, I wanted to go to my daughter's dance competitions and fit in the seat, know that I was going to fit in the seat. I wanted to go to those competitions and be comfortable. I wanted to, one of the best whys I ever heard was to walk straight down an airplane aisle. What a great one. Like, that was so great. I wanted to go to a cookout and sit in a chair and not worry that it was going to break. I wanted to go shopping in boutiques with my daughters. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. And that's why you need that list of what else is important to me. And I have on my, y'all know I'm sticky note queen. I have sticky notes all over my computer. My mouth wants it, but my future doesn't. Corinne Crabtree said that. My mouth wants it, but my future doesn't. Because here's the thing. Your brain wants it. Your thoughts want it. Your in the moment self wants it. But do you really, really want it? What else do you want? What are you trading for that overeating? What is it costing you? Oh, Lord, I'm preaching. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm sitting here in Corinne's chair preaching. All right. Colleen, what's the best method? I skipped Gina's. I'll come back to that one. What's the best method for determining your goal weight? I have a number in mind, but I feel like I'm just shooting in the dark rather than having a realistic goal in mind. All it does is point you in a direction. That's all it does. Like, it's just, it is sending you down a path. And it can, you're not like writing it in blood. It's like, you know, you just go forth and prosper. See what you learn along the way. And when you get to a place where you love how you're eating, you love how you feel in your body, you like the way your clothes fit, you're like living in the future version of you, then you just stop. Then you just stop. There's no harm in that. There's absolutely no harm in that. It's just like your North Star. Like, I'm headed that way. I'm going to try to get there. Right? And then it's about who you become along the way, what habits you create along the way, how you show up for yourself along the way. That number, you know, we've never, for me, the smallest I'd ever been in my life was 190 pounds. I couldn't dream any bigger than that. Couldn't dream any bigger than that. Turns out I was like, I lost down smaller than that, but I didn't like it. I did not like the life I had to have, the life that I had to create in order to maintain it. So I bounced myself back up to where I felt comfortable. Now, I never said I gained 20 pounds. You know, I lost all my weight and gained 20 pounds. I'm right where I want to be. That number is just like a North Star. Go in that direction. So I hope that helps. Gina, can you please talk about the idea to love my night without night eating? I find myself grazing. I've started tracking night urges, noticing wins, and thinking about why. I feel like I need to stop protocol to wake myself up and decide differently. Yes. Okay. First of all, you have awareness of this. Again, go back to the worksheet, planning for urges. Like, what are you going to do instead? What are you going to think instead? That's exactly what it takes. It takes, again, I'm telling y'all, you want to stop nighttime eating. You want to stop going back for seconds at dinner. That version of you at night, she don't give a crap. This is a version that needs to be planning for that stuff. Come up with a list of things you can try. a lot of times it's like that habit loop of like sitting in your eating chair, turning on Netflix. Your brain's like, ooh, we always eat popcorn when we sit here. We always eat chips when we sit here. Move seats. Move seats. Sit in a different seat. Sit at the other end of the couch. When I did this, you know, I have my chair. My husband has his chair. And, you know, you can't sit in the other person's chair. And nobody sits in my chair. Nobody sits in my husband's chair. And so whenever I first started doing this, because it's the best view of the TV, when I first started with Corinne losing weight, I made us switch seats. And he was miserable and I was miserable. So then I had to move to the couch. But that's where it starts. It starts with this version of you deciding what you're going to tell yourself tonight. When you have that, you're going to have the urge. You have it every night. It's like a bad penny. It just keeps turning up. So you go ahead and plan for that now. You go ahead and create what you're going to think now in this moment, this version of you that's got her like thinking brain a-firing. That's what you want. So you want to let her make the decisions and even like tape it to your refrigerator so that whenever you go to your refrigerator at night, you're like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be thinking. Like, how can you set yourself up for success? What can you like? A lot of times those habits, you do need like a stop. Like, you know, you're saying the stop protocol. What can I do to trigger myself to remember what I want in the moment? You know, what can I do to remind myself of my goals that this version of me has for myself? That's what you need to do. Leslie said, how much do you weigh now, MJ? I will tell you how much I weigh. I saw it. Yeah, I weigh between 195 and 200. Happy as a clam. Happy as a clam. Yeah. I'm in like a 14-ish, 12, 14. I eat the things that I love. I work out. I feel like I'm stronger than I have ever been in my life. I work out. I love how I am right now. This is my perfect weight. And it may not be perfect for somebody else. It's not as small as I have been. But I don't know. Like, it just feels the habits that I have right now, the way that I live my life right now feels so amazing. Feels so amazing. It's just like this weight is like a gift that I have given myself. Becky says, how tall am I? I am about 5'8.5", 5'9". Yeah. Any other questions? Do you have any suggestions for dealing with anxiety? Anxiety is a feeling. So what are you telling yourself? What is creating that feeling of anxiety? A lot of times, Coach Judith she's our guru about anxiety. So you can always post some stuff and ask coaches and maybe she'll get that for you there. But anxiety a lot of times comes from trying to bite off too much. Like you try to do too many things at one time. So it's like you might be thinking about, you know, step five and how you're going to get there instead of thinking, what can I do right now in this moment? What can I do right now in this moment? So it's like, really, what am I thinking right now? Am I worrying about something? Starting a journal. Anxiety is so, my daughter has, I've mentioned it so many times, anxiety, bipolar, depression, all the things. And she really says that it is the writing that has helped her. 21-year-old who writes every day and just, because those thoughts are rolling around in her brain. Like she's trying to get into graduate school. It's not going so well for her right now. So it's like, what if I don't get into graduate school? And then she comes up with like all of these plans. Like I can always move back home. At least I'll have a college degree. I can get a job. I've always figured everything out. It's that reassurance that she gets from answering those questions about her anxiety and the things that she's worried about. Kelly, how much weight have you lost? How long did it take? And how long have I kept it off? So it took me about 18 months to lose down to this size. And then, like I said, I lost again, but I did not like who I was at that point. I just didn't love it. So I kind of gained back. But I have been here now for about 2 years, I guess. Yeah. This is the second summer that I will be able to wear what is in my closet. So about 2 years. That's how I look at it. Like, how long have I been wearing these shorts? I pulled some out the other day because I'm in South Carolina. It's getting warm. And I'm like, oh, these are from 2 years ago. So yeah. So that's how long I know how long I've had my weight off. I can look back at pictures. I'm like, I can still fit in those shorts. It's been 2 years. So all right. Anything else? I will answer anything else that you have. Yeah, look, my daughter has had the stomach bug, but she is on the mend. I was worried about leaving her. So, but now I'm good to go to Nashville today. If you're coming to camp, I will see you inside of the Zoom rooms. Oh, we do have another question and we got 5 minutes. I'll answer it. I am having such a tough time getting my head around carbs. I put a piece of bread, avocado toast on my plan. I ate it. I enjoyed it. Then I had thoughts that said that bread isn't, helping, going to help your goal. The bread has carbs and carbs keep you fat. Then I heard Corinne's voice. How do I stop the carb shame? You just keep reminding. I used to think that way. I just don't think that way anymore. That's it. It's just reminding yourself. That was before Corinne, BC. And now I'm in no BS. I just don't think that anymore. You've got tons of evidence all around you inside this membership that carbs do not make you fat. And you just borrow that belief that there are a lot of women who have eaten carbs. Because here's the thing. When we all did no carb, or we were eating carbs before, we were overeating them, right? Like, you're comparing eating carbs now when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough to eating all the carbs. That's the difference. That's the difference. So when I ate carbs before, I was eating them like an ass and I was overeating them. Wasn't eating them when I was hungry. I bet you, if I listen to my body and eat carbs, I bet I can eat them and lose weight. Yeah. A lot of us, listen, we all come in here with little T trauma about carbs for sure. Cause we have all done that Atkins. How many times? How many times have we done Atkins? 5 million. 5 million. So yeah, Emily, I eat carbs every day and I've lost 87 pounds. Me and you both. I'm Jimmy John's every Friday and sushi every Wednesday. And it's Wednesday and I'm going to fly today. And there is the best sushi place in the Charlotte Douglas Airport. So I am not going to eat lunch. I'm going to wait until I get to the airport sushi. Don't judge. It's amazing sushi. How can I get past the embarrassment of my body shape? This is such a good question. If you have not taken that self-love course that we worked on this month, that's where you need to go. First of all, you want to look at there's a process. And I think it is the first video talking about how to recognize what you're thinking. And then again, putting on that lab coat and asking yourself what else could be true. Corinne talks all about it in that first self-love video, or you can listen to it on the podcast. Embarrassment is a feeling that you're having about some thoughts about your body. And you just really want to list those out. What are you telling yourself in the moment about your body and your body shape, and what else may be true about it? But there is an entire process. It is so amazing. If you've not done it, go. But it's just going to take you examining every thought that you have about your body. Every thought that you have about your body and your body shape. All right. What is your best takeaway from your weight loss journey you'd share? All right. I'm going to tell you, I have said so many times that Corinne snagged me with weight loss, and then I learned how to love myself. That was it. Like, I thought I had to beat myself up or shame myself, or if I just felt bad enough about myself, I would lose weight. And that's why I was never successful. Because I just beat myself up till I couldn't stand it anymore, and then I had to go eat. And this, no BS, taught me that you can learn to love yourself where you are. You can model it for your family. You know, my girls, it was the greatest thing ever happened to me. No BS changed everything about my life. And learning that I didn't have to beat myself up was like, I mean, it was just such a gift. Like, I just feel so much better. I just can't even tell you. And the fact that I, and I'm telling you, I talk out loud my thoughts. Y'all always want to know, how do you teach your kids and stuff? When you're sitting at dinner and you want to stop it enough, it's like, say out loud what you're thinking. Oh my God, this tastes so good, but I've had enough. My body is telling me, and I'm, you know what? I'm not going to eat anymore. As much as I want it, you know, I just don't want it. I'm just not going to. My body is saying I've had enough. And that is a gift that, like, has given to my whole entire family. All right. Do we go to bed earlier nowadays? I get up at 5, so I do get up. I do go to bed at 9. All right. It's 11:01. I fly out at 4 this afternoon, but I will be at the airport to get my airport sushi. I will see you at camp if you're coming. I'll be in the virtual area. And remember, you can still sign up until this weekend. If you do decide to sign up, the workbook is on the website, so you can totally get to that. You don't need, but you will be getting swag later. Emily, I can't wait to see you either, to meet you either. So I will be there till Monday in Nashville. Remember, Trust Your Body comes out on Friday. So we will not have calls this weekend, but that ain't a problem. You can go listen to Trust Your Body. It is so good. So the next live call will be next Wednesday. We have a plan to take care of you. The community team is still going to be in Facebook. Coaches will still be in Ask Coaches. Coaches will still be in Facebook. We are not, the ones of you that are not going to camp, we still got your back. You have all the support you need right where you are. We are taking excellent care of you. Corinne's mama, Corinne's brother, Vern, they are working Help Scout like a boss. They are working customer support, customer service. If you need anything at all, you can just email them. We are all here. We might be in Nashville, but we are all in no BS. So y'all have an amazing, amazing rest of your week. Just go do all the things. Go do all the things. Be amazing, the amazing no BS women that you are. I'll see y'all later.